Shvi's Perak Bey's Mishnah Yud, Hadluyin Shekim and Lazara, gourds that were kept for their seeds, but not intended to be eaten as vegetables. So they were left in the ground for this. Imhukshu lifnei Rosh Hashanah, if they became hardened before Shemitah, before Rosh Hashanah, v'nifsulu miyoychel adam, and they became pusel from human consumption, meaning they became inedible because they were so hard, mutter l'kaimen b'shvius. One is able to keep them there and leave them in the ground on Shvius, on Shemitah. And the way the Mepharshim explain, we look at it that once they became hard, that's when we look at them as if they were taken from the ground. And therefore, since that happened before Rosh Hashanah, these vegetables have a din of the sixth year. And therefore, even though now he has in mind to keep them for the seed, so now it's seeds of a vegetable that was taken basically in the sixth year, and you're allowed to even keep it around on Shemitah. V'im lav, also the kaiman b'shvius. But if not, if they did not become hard before Shemitah, you're not allowed to keep it around on Shemitah then for its seed. Like the Rambam explains, that Peir Shvius, a person is not allowed to hide them or leave them for planting, as we're going to see later, Mitzvah Shem. Mishnah continues, HaTamara Shalahem. So tamaros means dates, but the Rav explains, it's lav davka dates. It's like this growth that was on top of the gourd before it started opening up. It has this, some say it's edible, some say it's not edible, whatever it is, this independent type of growth food. The Mishnah says, HaTamara Shalahem, Asuris B'Shvius, it's Asur on Shvius. The Tversal explains, it doesn't mean that this growth is Mamish Asur. It is a din of Sviche Shvius, growths that occur on Shvius. So it has a Kedusha of Shvius on this growth. So in a Mitzvah Shem later, we'll learn more about Sviche Shvius. Mishnah continues, Umarbitzin ba'ofer lovin, divrei b'shimin. Arbitzin is a lotion of sprinkling. The Rav says it also just means watering here. One is allowed to water. Ofer lovin technically means white dirt, but the Rav explains we meet a stay lovin, a grain field. So what does this mean? So the Rav explains that according to b'shimin, one is allowed to water a grain field, a stay lovin, even on the sixth year for the vegetables that would grow on the seventh year. Or one is allowed to even do it on Shemitah itself. He's allowed to water it for the vegetables that are going to grow on the eighth year. We had in Mishnah Dalet, we dealt with trees over there. We said that only on Erev Rosh Hashanah one is allowed to water on top of the tree even, but not on Shemitah itself. And according to the Melech Shlomo there that brought Rev Cirilio, that held a watering is a told of Chayrish, why is one over here, according to Shimon, allowed to water on Shemitah itself? So Melech Shlomo brings up, there's obviously one big difference, that over there we're talking about trees, over here we're talking about vegetables. And L'chora, the vegetables, it's not mostly to create new vegetables, it's that these vegetables that were already planted shouldn't be destroyed. Vegetables, as we know, need a lot more watering than trees do. And the Tosfos Yontif actually brings down that the Rav Sheet in beginning of Moed Katan is that if a person owns a stay Beis Habal, which we explained, that the field was very moist and only for the vegetables once in a while they would have to water it. The Rav holds that on Shemitah itself, one is allowed to water such a stay Beis Habal. So over here, he's allowed to water it as well, because that's what we're dealing with. Yebeleza ben Yaakov Oser, Yebeleza ben Yaakov Asers it. Next case, Memarsin Ba'eriz B'Shvius. Marsin, the Rav explains that when they made rice, so rice we know needs to be made in very wet grounds, so they would first water the ground, and then after that, they would, Marsin means to mix, they would literally mix the water into the dirt, into the earth, after they watered it. It had to be very wet. Now, the Melech Shlomo brings down that we have to be dealing with rice that took root before the seventh year. It had to have taken root on the sixth year, because if not, it has Kedusha Shvius on it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Aval Ein Mechaschin. So the Rav explains, what does mechaschin mean? It means you don't cut off the leaves of rice on Shemitah itself. The question is, Taisis Yontav asked, Yushalmi asked, we had Rabbi Shimon, that when we, remember we had with the cluster that was on a tree, the Rabbi Shimon Matred wanted to take the leaf off of the clusters in order to save the tree. So you see, according to Rabbi Shimon, one is allowed to take the leaves off. So why over here by rice, does he not allow one to take the leaves off the rice? So Shami answers that the case that we've had previously by the grapes and by the clusters, whatever kind of fruit that was, of the tree, there was to save the tree. This Mishnah, where Rabbi Shimon says that we do not cut off the leaf of the rice plant on Shemitah, it's not to save the rice plant, rather it's to promote new growth on this rice plant. So that's why over here, Rabbi Shimon says to be careful not to cut off the leaves. And the Rambam says that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.